This music is about the emotional life of a morning in church. And we want to take you all to church. We want you to have a good time. We want you to know that this music is about love and that it's about an outpouring of the Spirit, praise to the Almighty, and also a feeling of community.
Almost 16 years ago, a 31-year-old Wynton Marsalis debuted for the newly formed Jazz at Lincoln Center, a musical interpretation of a service in an African-American church. Like Duke Ellington and Charles Mingus, Marsalis sought to convey the power of religious experience through music. Even though he did not grow up inside that church tradition, Marsalis found a natural affinity for the music. He likes to say that as a son of a jazz musician, he was raised in another kind of church. I did grow up in the church, though, and there's not much question in my mind that he attains in this composition the full glory of the sanctified church. The piece was premiered in 1992. It was my privilege to be a part of the band playing trombone on the original, and to join the septet again recently on the stage of the Rhodes Theater for a 15th anniversary performance of In This House on This Morning. We've got the highlights just ahead. It's Jazz at Lincoln Center. And in for Wynton Marsalis, I'm Wycliffe Gordon.
I use different things from jazz, like voices and stuff that I've heard in Duke's music, some of the stuff I got from Monk, some from Train, some from Jelly Roll Martin. I used anything I knew about. Like at one point I tried to imitate the sound of the Muslim music of the call to prayer.
To make his musical vision a reality once again, Wynton welcomed back an old friend, tenor saxophonist Todd Williams. Todd played with us in Wynton's septet for 5 years before leaving to devote more of his life and music to the church. He's one of the most remarkable saxophone players of our time, and I know Wynton took particular pleasure in working with him again.
From being with the guys in the band, I just know certain things they like, certain melodies they like to play, and also certain melodies that come out of their personality.
The composer, Wynton Marsalis.
Call to Prayer, I have myself playing up high going. Now when I get here, I have Todd Williams going. So when he plays, he always plays like a little trill or something like that. So I can hear him doing it. Or like I have a little procession that goes. So on and so forth, that sounds like Wycliffe. Like I know he would play that.
Of course, when the boss writes a section with me in mind, it's both a compliment and a challenge to play at my very best. It also shows how he thinks of each individual voice in the band having a unique relationship to the group, just as a worshiper does to the entire congregation. This is A Call to Prayer, followed by Processional.
Thank you. Thank you.
processional from Wynton Marsalis' In This House on This Morning. We featured Todd Williams on tenor and Wes Anderson on sopranino saxophone. And that was me, Wycliffe Gordon, on trombone.
I wasn't interested in like a bunch of hollering and screaming and this type of cliched vision of what goes on in the Afro-American church.
Wynton Marsalis.
There is an aspect of it that has that type of shout and jump and stuff that they equate with the holy role of church. But most of the religious experience is introspective because it's your relationship to God. It's a self-purification. Now, there are communal aspects which come out, and we have all of that in the music.
The second part of In This House on This Morning reaches an emotional high point in the section entitled Prayer. Before we get to that, just like in the church, we have Scripture, featuring Wes Anderson, and an introduction to prayer on trumpet by Wynton Marsalis. Prayer is sung by Melanie Daniels. Then, the whole ensemble comes back in a choral response with a bass line that shows a certain funk influence. This is Scripture.
Thank you. say yes this day. And in this house, yes, rings in our souls to pray. And though
four contiguous sections from In This House on This Morning, the composition by Wynton Marsalis. We featured Wes Anderson on Scripture and Wynton's trumpet on Introduction to Prayer, with the singer Melanie Daniels on Prayer, and then on the response, our whole ensemble. You're invited to be a part of our congregation and bring that spirit home. Just click to jalc.org. It's a great way to find upcoming shows, Jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra tours, our Jazz Hall of Fame, and education programs too. So bring home that swing and the spirit at jalc.org. We have lots more inspiration coming up in this house on this morning. It's Jazz at Lincoln Center. In for Wynton Marsalis, I'm Wycliffe Gordon. In This House on This Morning was created on commission for Jazz at Lincoln Center when the organization was just starting out. It was an ambitious and auspicious move, and the following commission, Wynton Marsalis' Blood on the Fields, would bring the composer to a Pulitzer Prize. But this work too was ambitious, and Wynton wanted to get beyond sublime moments of prayer to represent the day-to-day community announcements that are an important part of the Black church. For the births, picnics, academic achievements, and the like, Marsalis went back to his New Orleans roots for local announcements. Thank you. local announcements from the Crescent City, on the stage at the House of Swain, in Wynton Marsalis' extended composition, In This House on This Morning. Of course, no Sunday at church would be complete without a sermon.
The sermon is entitled In the Sweet Embrace of Life. I got the idea from this sermon. I was in New Orleans and I was talking to three or four gentlemen, and they said, "Man, we are all preachers." I said, "Y'all preachers? I'm getting ready to write a sermon. What should I do?" And they said, "Oh, talk to him. This is the man right here. He can preach better than anybody in the world." So I said, "What can I do to write this sermon in music?" He said, "Start slow, go low, get higher, catch on fire."
The sermon is divided into three parts for the Holy Trinity of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. We'll pick the sermon up from the preaching of our bassist, Reginald Veal, starting low with both his voice and his bass.
Thank you.
Section of the sermon called Father from In This House on This Morning, featuring Reginald Veal on bass and vocals. Wynton Marsalis didn't divide this work into three sections only to refer to the Trinity. The three parts are also a reference to the blues, which in its simplest form uses just three chords. That's a fundamental building block in gospel music as well. We'll bring our sermon to a rousing close now with a section called Son. And then the joyous sound of the Holy Ghost. And like the audience at the House of Swing, we have no rules that say you have to stay in your seat. So if the sermon catches fire, let the Spirit move you. Invitation and recessional from Wynton Marsalis's In This House on This Morning in a 15th anniversary performance at Jazz at Lincoln Center. The Wynton Marsalis Septet featured our composer on trumpet, Todd Williams and Wes Anderson on reeds, Richard Johnson, piano, Reginald Veal on bass, Herlin Riley on drums, and yours truly, Wycliffe Gordon, on trombone. Our guest vocalist was Melanie Daniels. Don't forget, you can find this spirit and this swing anytime at jalc.org, where you can stream our radio programs and find so much more. Jazz at Lincoln Center is produced at Murray Street. This edition was written by Andrew Rosenblum. Our producers are David Gorin and Steve Rath, with Chris Ruse and Alexa Lim. The music was mixed by Sandra Palmer Grassi at FNL Music XM Productions. Additional recording by Charles D. Montebello at CDM Studios. Cat Henry supervises our radio and recording. The artistic director of Jazz at Lincoln Center is Wynton Marsalis. The executive director is Adrian Ellis. And for Wynton Marsalis, I'm Wycliffe Gordon. Thank you for joining us.